The Bracknell Town Podcast. For fans, by fans, come on the Robins.
We all follow the Robins wherever they may go.
This is the unofficial Robins Podcast. Remember to share, like, and subscribe. Now, here's your host, James the Captain Birdseye.
Thank you for joining us at Canvey Island, all the way in Essex. Some got the coach, some drove, but it was a bit of a way. But it's great to be by the seaside, maybe a bit of rock later, who knows, and definitely some fish and chips. We are in the FA Trophy against Canvey Island, and the unofficial Robins starts right now. We're at Canvey Island, just arrived and got great news. The team sheet is out and Emma Whitty has kindly got it in front of her. So over to you, Emma, for the team sheet for Bracknell Town.
So in goal, we've got Michael Ecott. Number two is Jack Dean. Number three is Ethan Burden. Number four is a new signing, Sean Fraser. Number five, our captain, Bayliss. Six, Lodge. Seven is Gazza. Eight is Max Herbert. Nine is Georgian Espreet. 10 is Ferdy. 11 is Mikhail Platt. 12 is Johnny English. 14 is Joe Grant. 15 is Moore. 16 is Cook. 17 is Penton. 18 is Osu. And 21 is Simon Grant.
Thank you so much, Emma. We're going to be back with you for the start of the unofficial Robins Podcast. It's the unofficial Robins Podcast. We are at Canvey Island and I'm pleased to report that it's currently 0-2 to Bracknell Town. 2-0 up at the moment. I'm with the fantastic Ben, who's been kind enough to join us and for his views at half-time. What a performance, eh? Well, bit slow at the start, but my word, did we get out the blocks after that?
It's dreamy, isn't it, Jeff? I mean, we've really played well first half. Bit of a slow start. Defence, we know, had to do a few things early on, but after that, yes, it's been all us. So yeah, and in a great location as well.
It's absolutely wonderful, isn't it? We managed to see a few ships go by. Literally at the end of the pitch is the sea or the estuary or whatever it is.
Oh, it's amazing. I mean, as my wife said to me last night, it's the quality, not the quantity. Might have been around, the other way around actually, but these boats are massive. Yes.
It's a wonderful club and we're having a wonderful time, and say 2-0. So we will, we will be with you at the end of the game as always for the final whistle. That's the word, final whistle. We'll be with you. But thank you as always for listening to the unofficial Robins Podcast. The unofficial Robins Podcast. We are at Canvey Island in the FA Trophy. And I am really, really pleased to report it is 1-4 to Bracknell Town. I'm with Steve the Gaffer Whitty. What an incredible result, Steve.
Dominant is the word I'd use. I think after sort of 5 minutes, first 5 minutes, Canvey came out, huffed and puffed a little bit. They had a little bit of, I suppose, a bit of danger coming from their right wing. But otherwise, we dominated, James. Our front three, or four if you include Gary running in as well, genuinely, they didn't know what to do with us. It could have been a few more. A bit of a shame for Michael to concede the very unfortunate penalty at the end. I don't think he actually touched him, so he should have got his clean sheet. But a really dominant display today. Really pleased for the boys.
Yeah, absolutely. The penalty decision, I think, was weak, although we were the other side of the ground, of course. But just really joined up thinking. And as you say, right at the front, the strength seemed to be there the whole time. And it really does sort of, I think, put us in a very good place in this competition, but also in the FA Cup as well, moving forward.
Yeah, cup competitions. We've had a couple of lean seasons in the cup competition, so it's quite nice to actually start winning a few. So, you know, through to the first round proper now of this FA Trophy. Of course, we've got the fourth qualifying round of the FA Cup coming up. It's exciting times. I love cup games, James. Love them.
Well, it's just great, isn't it? I mean, we're here. We'll talk about it obviously tomorrow. But you know, we've seen ships on the horizon, and yes, the sea air. It's been absolutely wonderful. Well, we're going to be back with you just straight after this with the analysis on your podcast, the Unofficial Robins Podcast.
Right, here I am after the game with Jordan Asprey. I've got to say, Jordan, you terrorised him, mate, today. How'd you find that?
Yeah, it was good. Really enjoyable game. First of all, I just want to thank the fans.
Thank you.
You know, you guys push us on, and we really, really appreciate you guys coming down. The first 10 minutes was sussing out how they played. They played up from the back, which means we had to keep our shape. But once we got our first goal, we then dictated the game.
Yeah, agreed. And it looks like, to be fair, front three there almost. Mikel and, of course, Mr. Ferdinand playing alongside you. You look like you quite enjoyed that.
Yeah, you know what? They let us get on the ball, which is the wrong thing to do with us three up there. Mikel's playing really well at the moment. He's oozing with confidence. And they, you know, they gave us room to turn. They wasn't up us. So, you know, you let us turn. We're going to punish you.
Yeah. And what's that? Seven goals, eight games? Is that right? I got it right?
Yes. You know what? I try to not look too much, because you can get into that thing where you get a bit competitive with yourself.
I get it, but they're starting to add up now.
Yeah, I know,
that's called a striker on form.
Yes, I might have to take a cheeky look tonight, actually.
Just have a little look.
Yeah, it does.
I think you're getting up there in the goal scoring charts.
Yeah, okay? Yeah.
All you got to do though is realise that in this club that Dan Bayliss is the goal scoring hero.
100%. 100%.
Okay, and you'll never take his place.
Never. No matter what.
Look, well done today. Played
thank
really
you very
well.
Much.
Okay,
thank
and
you.
Next round, who do you fancy? Anyone?
We'll take anyone.
Anyone, you don't mind?
We'll take anyone at the moment. We're playing well. It's been a tough few weeks having to adapt, but I think we are, you know, starting to play how Gaffer wants us to play and the coaching staff wants us to play. And yeah, we've always sort of learned how to adapt. And that's why this group is so amazing.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think the one we're all excited about as fans is the FA Cup. Banbury?
Yes. Don't know much about him.
No.
But we're at home.
Yep.
Anything can happen in the FA Cup.
Yeah, superb.
So, you know, we know first and foremost we just got to work hard and hopefully the results will come.
Yeah. Look, superb today. Man
Thank
of the match for me. Well
Thank
done.
Thank you very much.
Well done.
Cheers. Take
Cheers.
Care.
Cheers. Right, here we are after the 4-1 win for Bracknell today in the FA Trophy. I've got Michael Eacott with me, who should have probably had a clean sheet today. Michael, you looked a bit grumpy there. Do you want to talk about that penalty you gave away?
Nah, not really. Nah, didn't touch him. I'm having it. He didn't touch him. One of them things. Came out to make myself big. He's fell over. But one of them. Almost saved it. But nah, not quite.
It's a shame, really, after that first half. What was it? Was it a double save or was it a treble save in the first half there?
It's not good, being honest, but I didn't actually save it.
Did you?
It was two blocks from Dan.
Oh.
So I let him have his little bit of credit, but I'll take it on Twitter.
Well done. And what do you think of the team's performance today, then?
I thought it was good from minute one. And as soon as we kicked off, it took us about 10 minutes to settle down, but as soon as that happened, I think it was all over. And to be fair, other than that, I didn't really have a save to make.
Yeah, agreed. I think we're dominant all the way around the pitch today. And of course, what's this, two games in a row, Michael? That must be a feeling for you.
Yeah, it's good, but take it game by game. Just want to shout out to Joe Grant. What's it, second game back now. He's managed to grab himself a goal, which is really proud of him. Obviously, everyone, even the fans, everyone at the club is so happy for him. He's a great bloke to have around, great player, and he's finally grabbed his goal, which we're all buzzing about, to be honest.
Yeah, agreed. Well done today, Michael. Well played.
Thank you. Nice one.
Poole Town versus Bracknell Town in the Southern Premier. It's Tuesday night. We're under the lights in the Black Gold Stadium pool in Dorset. I'm James, Captain Birdseye, and this is the Unofficial Robin. Thank you so much for joining us, as always. I'm with Steve the Gaffer Witty, and he is... We've got the team sheet, but I'll let you into a little secret. He's desperately trying to find the aforementioned team sheet. He thought he had it on paper, but he's now looking and he's got it. He's now very cool, as if he's had it the whole time. So are you ready now, Steve?
Yes, sort of, James. Yes, I've got the starting 11 here for Bracknell, and surprisingly, there's no changes. Exactly the same starting 11 as we had on Saturday for the Isuzu FA Trophy. Ecott in goal, Jack Dean, Ethan Burden, Fraser and Bayliss is our back four. We've got Lodge, Gary, Max, Espreet, Ferdinand and Platt on the bench. We have, I'll tell you in a second, we have Anthony Cheshire, we have Knight, we have Grant, we have English, and we have Cook. So, yeah, same 11.
Same 11, absolutely great. We're going to be back with you at halftime on the Unofficial Robins Podcast.
Here we are at half-time at the Black Gold Stadium, and unfortunately it's the hosts who are currently 1-0 up. I've got Paul Pomeroy with me. Paul, what's your views on that first half?
Well, I think, to be perfectly honest, I think we pretty much deserve something out of that first half. We were the better side, definitely, in the first half. Their goal, a little bit of a gift. I think Dan just got under the ball a little bit with a back header, and they capitalised. But certainly we created most of the pressure in that first half. And I think carrying like that second half, and I'm sure we get something out of the game.
Yeah, I think agreed. So it's 1-0. 1-0 to Paul at half-time, and we'll be back with you at full-time.
It's full time here at Paul, and it was a pretty terrible last half. And then the last 5 minutes came. I'm going to go and put it through. I'm going to put you on to the fantastic Steve of the Gaffer Witty, because I've lost my voice. Steve, hold the phone, will you?
I don't think I've got too much to say. I'm going to be honest and say, for 47 minutes, we were pretty appalling out there in the second half. Paul were first to everything. We just didn't have any combative edge. And then last sort of 5 minutes, Sam, assisted by a goalkeeper who pretty much decided to time waste from probably the first 3 minutes onwards. 4 minutes of extra time. And I think we scored, I think it was something like the 89th minute or 90th minute. Okay, and then again in the 94th, 95th minute to come out with a 2-2 draw. I haven't got a clue how we've achieved it, but it's a point away from home, and one we probably didn't deserve based on the second half performance. But really pleased with that. Come on, you Robins.
It's the Unofficial Robins Podcast. I'm with Steve the Gaffer Witty. He is currently driving somewhere in the country. I think he's driving. He's not in the helicopter today. It's just in the car, I believe, Steve.
Yes, James. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. All very, just a bit perplexed at what was quite one heck of an interesting game against Paul, and obviously the FA Trophy as well. So yeah, we've got a lot to talk about. So I guess without further ado, let's get on to the game first last night. What a result.
Well, I've got to say, we've seen two games of complete opposite contrasts, and I think what we've seen is a game last night that was reflective of the league we're playing in. We played, of course, against played on Saturday in the Isuzu FA Trophy. So I have to say camp, like that. Yep. It's important, yeah. Okay? Against Canvey Island, and there was space. Our front men were given time to turn. Played in the right sort of spirit. Last night, we saw a very defensively astute performance from Paul. And yeah, our front men weren't given much space. And I've got to say, something that I don't like in this league that we've been seeing a little bit this season, which is being a little bit also not helped by some pretty weak refereeing, is I'll call it sort of incessant time wasting, incessant. I'll call it dirty tricks, but you know what I mean.
It is constant, and we know that we expect that a little bit. That's always going to happen. It's been happening from the dawn of time in the game, but as you say, it's actually getting to be quite sort of endemic and very much seen as part of the game, and it's not fair, really.
Yeah, and I get there's playing professionally and all this sort of side of it, but you know, every single time one of our strikers would get the ball, you would see a hand going on a shirt, preventing him to sort of turn. You know, when they took a throw on, they wouldn't grab 10 yards, they'd grab 30 yards. You know, their goalkeeper was time wasting from the 8th minute, for Christ's sake, and you know, feinting injuries at key points in the game. And I get it, it's all part of it, but it just we tried to play in the first half. Second half, Paul just decided to try and stifle it. Do you know what? Got what they deserved come 97 minutes.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, so that's really my reflection of the game. I was quite proud. I thought we was exceptional on Saturday. I thought our front, I'll call it four, with Ferdinand coming in with Gary. I think they ran really well. Look linked well. I was really, really quite proud of the team when they walked off the pitch. I thought Canvey were going to be a tougher test. And of course, from there we get, I think it's North Lee in the next round, isn't it, James? I think. So that's enough cup one.
It's fabulous, and I think we were quite surprised, really, weren't we? Because there was maybe sort of 5 or 6 minutes that we just didn't seem warmed up at all, maybe because of the coach and running maybe a bit late or such like, and thought, oh gosh, this is going to be a real challenge against Canvey Island. Oh, we're playing terrible. And then it must have been the 7th or 8th minute from that onwards, the starting blocks, you know, we were out, and we really, really outplayed them. Very, very strong. And I think you said actually at the time, Steve, just the difference in the difference of the leagues, although we're at the same level, a different league, and it was quite surprising actually.
Yeah, no, agreed. There was a gulf between the two teams on the day, which is great, absolutely great. I suppose switching on something that I saw in both games that I've got to make comment on, is our ability to hit the first man from a dead ball position.
Yes.
It's getting a tad frustrating. Please do something on the training pitch, guys, okay? From corners, from free kicks, I think I saw it a couple of times on Saturday. I saw it 2 or 3 times, maybe 3 or 4 times last night. It's inexcusable. It is so frustrating to, you know, get yourself into a dangerous position and do all that hard work to then hit the front man and basically, you know, waste the opportunity. You know, it shouldn't be difficult, and we're doing it a few too often. We were doing it last season as well, to be fair, as well. We need to practice them dead ball situations a bit more, I think.
Yes, that makes a lot of sense, and we did see that yesterday, yeah, for sure. Although one was absolutely wonderful, and we scored.
Oh well. Well, let's talk about that one. So I'm not going to talk about the rest of the game, okay? I'm only going to talk from the 94th to the 97th minute.
Well, that's okay, it. We should just turn up for that time, really. You know, I mean, that's what I'm going to do now. I'm going to drive all the way down to the South Coast for 10 minutes. You know, it's worth a two-hour drive and two-hour drive back for 10 minutes of football. I mean, football's the most irritating game sometimes on the planet. And then you see that, and it's like, ah, that's why. That's why we do this. Yep.
Yeah, no, exactly. And do you know what? I really enjoyed the first half. Thought we played really well. Second half was just as frustrating as hell, not helped by Paul's tactics. And then I'm not quite sure what happened. We created a couple of, I suppose, we created some pressure, some good dead ball positions, a couple wasted. And then I think it was Max who swung in. I think it was Max. Was it? Yeah, I think it was Max who swung in the first corner.
It was, yeah.
Beautifully floated corner. Jack Dean, I'm told it was Jack Dean because I was looking the wrong way, I think. I think I was a bit grumpy, if I was honest. But Jack Dean come in, headed it in, and that was it, 2-1. And to be fair, we thought the game was over at that stage. I think there was somebody in the crowd with us who was saying, look, we're going to equalise here. We got a feeling. And we were all sort of down in the dumps saying not. And then we got up another corner. This time, I think it was... I'm trying to think who took the corner.
I can't remember.
I can't remember, but the corner was whipped in. Michael Ecott had come up from the back. I had to laugh at the comments on the opposition manager's Twitter, where he said it took him 30 seconds to run the length of the pitch. I know he's 6'5", but he's not that slow. he came in and won the header. To be fair, he wasn't marked. Ball sort of went through, and there was Ferdy just to sort of tap it in. And I've got to say, what a feeling. I sort of stood there in shocked belief. Quite rightly, their keeper got a little bit of grief from us.
He did. He got some communication because he was being very, very naughty, wasn't he, really?
Oh, his time wasting, his incessant, you know, it was just constant. And as I say, I would just like some stronger referees in this league to, you know... Football's an entertainment sport, and I get it, it's about results, but it just boils me. And, you know, someone did make a comment, you know, maybe we need to play with a little bit more steel and a little bit more gamesmanship, but I don't want to see that side. It annoys me.
It is. It is annoying because we're there to watch football, and we're there to watch, you know, 90 minutes. Well, in this case, nearly 100 minutes of football. Absolutely. And I totally agree. The refereeing seemed pretty weak, really. The only thing I would say, you know, to counter that a little bit, is it did seem for me that the referee was weak to both sides, actually. I didn't particularly think that it was all against us. I'll be honest. I just think it wasn't particularly good, which is, you know, a shame. But as you say, particularly with the amount of yardage that they kept taking, it was like, come on. I was like, have you got that spray? I don't know. It seems like shaving foam. We need some of that. I don't know how much it costs, but if we're not going to have VAR, then get some of the shaving foam out, please.
Yeah, no, agreed. But look, we get two games in sort of 48 hours. We get through to the next round of the cup, which is great. And I think I'll call it a battling performance. You know, we got a point away at a tough place against Paul. It would have been nice to have got the win. I genuinely thought on the first half performance we deserved it, but we'll take the point.
Yeah.
And of course, we now move on to a pretty big game on Saturday, James.
Just a bit. I mean, it's going to be a true occasion and one that we're going to remember, I think, for a very, very long time.
Yeah, it is. You know, FA Cup's always got a bit of magic. Fourth qualifying round, we haven't been there too often. That's a little bit more magic. I'm hearing Banbury are bringing 500 fans.
Oh,
so
my word.
So, you Bracknell fans, get your tickets bought. Come on, guys, get onto the club website. Get your tickets there. Hopefully, it'll be a good turnout in a great cup competition. And I've got to say, the chance, and I know it's going to be a tough one, the chance to get to the first round proper, you know, and that doesn't come very often for non-league teams at our level. We should get behind the boys, and you know, we might get a bit of luck.
You never know exactly that. And you know, what I would say is, if you can, go and bring a mate, bring a friend, bring the family. This will be truly the game. And the atmosphere to get people, you know, as we know with Bracknell Town, it's all about coming and then you get the bug. So bring someone along, you know, treat them to a ticket. And I'm quite sure they will have an absolutely fantastic, entertaining afternoon. Yeah, even better, obviously, if we get the win. But it's going to be absolutely wonderful. 3 o'clock at the ground, isn't it?
Tickets can be bought online through the club website, as you say there. And let's cheer us on to FA Cup glory, Wembley.
Oh, without a doubt, we'll be seeing that. I was in those golden arches, but I think there's something else. Thank you so much, Steve. As always, we really, really appreciate it. And thank you to you for listening to the Unofficial Robins podcast. Do help us out by smashing that like button. I think it's what the cool kids say. Sharing and subscribing and telling everybody about the Bracknell Town Unofficial podcast. And, of course, come along to the game as well. Until next time, ta-ta for now.
Night-night. Oh, no, afternoon.